Connected to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome to AfterBuzz Grey's Anatomy Recap Show. And it's the Nobody Knows. That's the title of the episode and this song. So I'm Julie Parton, happy to be back here after 1 week hiatus.
Hi, I'm Tara Johnson, happy to be back.
Hello everyone, I'm Marissa Serafini.
And I'm Jay Howard.
And we are stoked to have you. If you want to keep up with the conversation live and throughout the week, find our hashtag ABTV Graves.
ABTV Graves.
Can we say thanks to Love to Sell on Twitter, who like woke us all up with the yay, it's the Graves today.
Fantastic.
That's what happens though, y'all. Tuesday, Wednesday, Graves Day.
That's right.
Yes.
That's how you know you are a super fan, which we are. So what did you guys think of tonight's episode?
I don't know. Great music. Lots
the music
of drama.
Was legit.
Yeah, the music was like on point.
The music of all of season 12 is legit.
It is.
Yeah. It is.
This is some of my favorite music since the original first few seasons when they had the fray.
I mean, the Oops, I Did It Again, like minor, chill, dark. It was sweet, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was rocking it.
Put a whole nother spin on
whole
that.
Whole spin. The Gone, it was like when they got to the end of it, I was like, that's in sync. That's insane.
insane.
I love
one of the first things that everyone collectively noticed at the same time, Meredith's high pony.
Oh, my gosh.
I know it's what I noticed.
I know. Meredith brought the cheerleader tonight.
It's a whole new Meredith.
I don't know. I will say this season, except for Arizona's hair this episode, Arizona's hair was phenomenal this episode. Everyone else looks like they've been doing like four or five shifts straight.
Yeah, I mean, I think they played it down tonight. Last week they did it all up.
Mm-hmm.
But tonight was all about the penny. We knew the penny was coming and we knew that it was going to shake up the hospital and that Meredith was going to turn on her inner former Bailey Nazi.
And High Pony Meredith was not a good movie.
Right.
High Pony Meredith was like that cheerleader at school that's like, not doing it right.
She was mean.
I think it was a reflection of just her personality in this episode, uptight.
Yeah, that's totally a great point. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to see Penny. I don't care. I like, whatever.
I don't think any of us wanted to see Penny.
Nobody's stoked about Penny?
No.
I'm excited to see the drama it's going to bring. You guys are downers.
Well, you always wanted Penny to join the
That's
staff.
That's true. Yeah, because it's like, because I made the prediction a long time ago. I'm still holding on to that. It's my one win. But I was excited to see her come. I think it's going to add a lot of complexities to the season, for sure.
Well, I didn't realize this until Scandal last week. Penny's from Scandal.
Really?
Yeah. She's the woman that they pretended that Fitz had an affair with.
So true.
Yes. She was in the episode last week. She's the one who's like, the president's so hot.
Yes.
So
that was in Scandal? That was in like the recent episode of Scandal?
Uh-huh, yes.
I'm not keeping up with Scandal.
Yeah, so she was in Scandal several years ago, and they brought her back this most recent episode, and that's just like a big realization for me. That's where she came from.
So that actress is killing it.
Well, no, that's just
keeping
what happened.
Keeping her within the Shonda family.
That's what happens in Shondaland. What goes around comes around. That's why every person, even the minor characters who sit on this couch who have been on any show of Grey's, I feel so stoked for them because it really could open the door to them becoming a series regular on Grey's or any of the other Shonda shows.
That's true.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So Penny, I don't dislike her as an actress. I don't dislike her red hair. Ugh. I just
Sorry for her. She got beat on this episode. You don't like feel just a little sorry for her, like, and just kind of at least give her like a sympathy, like, you know, like, I didn't really like you at first, but I feel bad for you now, so now I like you.
I mean, I definitely understand what you're saying. I mean, she's a doctor who made a drastic, terrible mistake. I think the problem I have with the Penny storyline is it's a little too unbelievable for me that they would bring her to this hospital and accept, you know, and ask her to work with Meredith. I know that's high drama,
mm-hmm.
but that even goes both, like, that's the attorney in me is like, that's so many conflicts of interest that would never happen. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so it's that kind of thing for me with Penny.
Mm-hmm. What I find frustrating is that this could have been an episode where Penny rose up. And we could have seen a lot of redeeming moments for Penny. They gave her opportunities to have her be on top, be like, yeah, I am an awesome surgeon. That's why I'm here. But again, she kept making mistake after mistake. And I was like, girl, this is her chance to shine. And she didn't.
Well, right. Not really. Meredith was trapping her to make those mistakes.
Yeah, but it could have been, like, she could have been a good surgeon and actually did it right and then surprised everybody, including Meredith, be like, oh, yeah, I think I am being too hard on her.
I think it's more about the long con with her redemption story. I think that it's going to happen. It's not going to happen right away because we don't really care about her yet.
Right. I mean, I do think Meredith was being hard on her, but I remember four or five seasons when Bailey used to, like, destroy Meredith and Christine and everyone, and it was like, oh my gosh, how bad can it get? So there were times when I was like, okay, Meredith, that's too much. But then I thought about it and was like, well, that's what that hospital's about. That's how they get down, you know?
Well, you can argue that she's going to be, like, the new Meredith. Right? She's like the redemptive...
Nah, Maggie's the new Meredith.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. That's true. Okay. That's a good point. Yeah.
I mean, I get what you're saying, Tara, but when, you know, the core was interns and when they were first introduced, they didn't give the audience a reason to hate them.
Oh, true.
And
true.
Penny already has this background story established for us, the audience, to not like her.
Although, what's funny is, from the very beginning of the show, we loved the interns. Those were who we were watching the show to watch. Mm-hmm. And then ever since then, we just do kind of hate the interns. That's just how the cycle of the show goes. Nobody really likes them, and then maybe one or two rise to the top as the characters who are going to stay on, the rest die.
Where'd the blonde kid go? Is he still around?
Probably died from last week. You know, he's around.
He ate too much cheese. Yeah.
They didn't need him at this party because there was other men in the episode.
That's true. Well, the big part about the Penny thing is that we found out that Weber was the one that brought her, that picked her to come on. Which is actually kind of weird because at first he said, yeah, I brought her on. And then he goes, like, kind of backtracks and says that he...
No, that was probably my favorite twist on the episode. He says something nonchalantly, and Meredith puts two and two together that he realized before bringing her on that was the surgeon who made the mistake that killed Derek.
Right.
And he brought her on anyway.
Mm-hmm.
She was the most promising candidate. And Meredith's like, what up? How could you do this to me? He's like, I didn't want you here when you first came. I wasn't going to hold your past against you, and look what happened.
Yeah, but those are two different things because... He didn't want Meredith there, not because of her past, but of his past. Meredith being there every day reminded him of what he had done. This is a different type of pain that he's inflicting on Meredith. I mean, I thought that argument was just flimsy. And I think because...
She's like, objection.
Yeah, I know. I'm not getting down with that. And because the relationship that Richard and Meredith have, at least, and all of them, like Richard has with all of them, give him the heads up or something. That was just, I don't know.
I feel like if I was Penny, I would not go to that hospital.
Yeah.
Where the guy that I killed was a founder or whatever.
Yeah. I would have bounced. Yeah. Did we ever decide? I know we talked about it. Did we ever decide? Did she know that she was going to that? Who ran the hospital?
We had joked that if she didn't, then she's just really the least tech savvy person in the world because she just didn't Google anything.
Yeah.
Well, and she did joke that last episode at the dinner party. She's like, I knew, but I thought it was such a big hospital that I wouldn't run into you guys. That was not a good argument either.
Yeah, I would have found somebody else. Although, like, here's the thing. We have talked about this before. Residents don't get a lot of choices. Right. I have several friends who have gone through the whole doctor process, and they really send you somewhere, and you don't get much of a say in it. You choose, like, your top five or whatever, you know, and then they send you to one of those. So maybe she's like, I like Seattle or whatever, and so I'll choose the, you know, two or three big hospitals in Seattle, and that's where she ended up. So, okay, I guess I don't have that much hate for Penny going to the hospital. I just, if it was me, this wouldn't be where I wanted to go. No. Go where you're celebrated, you know? Not where you killed the guy everyone loves.
Right.
As a general rule, I live my life by that. Yeah.
But I will say the Meredith is good. Good at being mean.
She is.
Yeah. She's learned from the best. Bully.
Yeah. She put under so much pressure. Like, you know, like when someone's watching you and, like, they tell you you can't do anything right, you always, like, all of a sudden start making all these mistakes, you know? Like, dude... if you just, like, chill, I would do this right, but you're up in my face right now, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, she has the background that she has, but also at Grey's, when they're under that type of pressure, that's when they're normally, like, the rest of them really rot. Like, we've seen each and every one of the main characters in the OR, when they're being drilled and under pressure, we've really seen them, like, develop and rise to the occasion, and she just didn't bring it.
She will. I have
faith. People collapse on this show sometimes.
She'll come back.
But Meredith, I mean, she channels her mom. And very well. I had a glimpse into what was probably Meredith's childhood mm-hmm. with her mom. Tell me, Meredith, tell me, each step that I would take, I would have died.
It does sound like her.
So we haven't covered that completely, but a super refreshing story for me was the patient that April brought over.
I love this. Wasn't that just like, I thought it was amazing.
Yes.
Well, the whole story on all levels was refreshing. We got a patient, which we hadn't had last week.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
We got some moments from April and Avery that we hadn't seen, that we've really been trying to get past.
Working on some.
We got a new guy, which we always need.
Riggs.
So,
We got a cute kid. The kid was really cute. He was too cute for me.
This was what he was like. They're real hands. Like the whole room laughing at everything.
The kid was endearing enough for us, the audience watching. And you're like, we have to save this kid.
Yeah, you wanted Jack to try.
Not that I didn't want his hands.
Why do you hate the kid's hands?
I love the kid's hands. I love Jordan. I love war-torn country.
Third trimester hormones over here. That is what's going on.
It's just like this. I say something, whole room. he's too cute. We get it. We know he's cute. But he was adorable.
The story made me feel good. Just the patient story, even without the April and Jackson stuff, which I think was actually really good. Mm-hmm. The patient story made me feel good just as a human being. I think it was really cool to see them be brought together through that.
I thought the whole story to me, this was my favorite part of the episode. So you guys all saw it. They bring in Jamal?
Kamal from Jordan,
who April had met while she was overseas serving as a trauma surgeon in the war, and apparently the guy that's going to remove all the tumors is Avery, right? And we just know this is going to be nasty because he's hiding his hands and they keep talking about it.
I knew it. When they had it, I was like, this is going to be bad.
We're waiting for the big reveal, and it was so much worse than I ever expected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They moved back. I had just taken a bite of food, and they moved back the sheets. I almost threw up.
It kind of reminded me of like season one with the lady who had the humongous tumor on her stomach. Yes. It was like, because they prefaced it like, oh, it started off small. And same thing with tonight's episode. We saw the x-rays of the hands. It started off small.
It didn't look too bad.
It was brutal. I mean,
over the top.
Not to be grossed out by anybody's anything, but man, that was so sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the kid was cute. We wanted him to be safe. But we can't jump over, I don't think, like, the deceit of April was humongous in this episode.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was gargantuan, and I'm happy that they kind of got through it, but there was a time where it was like, come on. I mean, I even said it myself as we were watching. I'm like, how could you do this to someone? Not be truthful about this in the medical.
Like, they used that line twice. But it was a good lie, or whatever. You know, the two different characters use that, and it just kind of makes you like, is it really a good lie when you're lying about like medical stuff and you're telling the kid you're going to save his hands and it's probably not going to work out? I mean, is that a good lie? No, it's not.
There's no good lies and bad lies. There's just lies. But I do sometimes like to get people into stuff before they know what they're getting into, because sometimes people just, they're going to say no, and you don't want that. You know what they want.
I understand that when you like want someone to go to Trader Joe's instead of Ralph's, like I get like, that kind of shit. You know what I mean? Like me. That kind of like
always go to Trader Joe's.
You know what I mean? Like that kind of
first time people try hummus, they're like, definitely not. Yeah. You just got a lot of
super relevant
like,
examples too.
Right,
so
exactly.
Right.
So just exactly
something
the same.
Where you know someone needs to do something, so you don't give them all the information.
Yep.
No, I was just really upset. I mean, I love April, but I was really upset with April because she has this obviously big rift with Avery right now. Don't give him another reason to not trust you, to lie and miscommunicate about a medical patient. That's like, what are you doing, April?
That's exactly you're what lying I'm saying.
Like, again, you're giving Avery more reasons to not like
I disagree. Avery. I'm kind of, I don't know why. I don't know why I feel this way, but I'm an April fan until I die for some reason. Every time she does something like that, I'm like, you know what? It's not that big of a deal. It's, I mean, I guess in the medical sense of the word, I guess it's a big deal. But from the relationship standpoint, she has a good heart. I think that's why I like her, because she genuinely has a good heart. Is she a little immature sometimes? Maybe. But she got a good heart.
I will say these two characters can find a way to make anything symbolic of their own situation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, every situation, they're like, it's worth trying. There's nothing here. They're just like, they find that in everything.
They do.
But that's where they are right now, because they can't really talk to each other about what's going on. So they want to use and bring everybody else into their.
So let's talk about this new doctor. The second he walks in, him and April, buddy, best friend. I know, like right then, brand new information, April. He didn't mention you had a best buddy from your tours away from your husband.
Well, I was trying to rack my brain if we had seen him before. I was like, are we supposed to know who he is?
We knew he was coming to this show because it was just released as a spoiler.
So time out. So we released inaccurate information last episode, and that was that Josh Duhamel was supposed to be coming on the show, and people tweeted at us and said that that's false. That was a rumor that was not confirmed. So is he supposed to be the Josh Duhamel?
No. This is two completely different things. And this guy Martin Henderson was confirmed to be coming on the show for a while.
Oh, okay.
Like
okay.
I think the first episode we had here is when I said that he was coming.
Okay.
And, okay, I can't get past the accent. I can't get past it. Where is he from?
So,
is he from Australia? Is he from New Zealand? Is he supposed to be a country boy? Like, the whole thing was shady.
In real life, where is he from?
He's from New Zealand in real life.
Okay.
But I've seen him in other things, and I didn't notice this really inconsistent accent. I mean, he was like Halle Berry in X-Men all over the place.
Time out. I can't. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just like, I did not expect that.
I think maybe they did that on purpose, just to throw the audience off, like, we don't know who this guy is.
Maybe. Ooh,
character choice.
Either that, or I have seen this. This is actually what happened with Halle Berry. They film it at different times out of sequence, and they hadn't decided what the accent would be yet.
Hold on. Halle, we know you're having a hard time right now in your personal life. Please don't take this.
She's going to come to the studios.
Please don't take this personally.
Look, it's not her fault. It was creative direction, okay? They told her she was supposed to have one accent, and then they changed it.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to refilm her scenes. But on Grey's, apparently, they're like, no, just press on. No one will notice if he's from Oklahoma or Australia.
We'll have more episodes to flesh your character out.
Right, we'll figure it out later.
Here's the thing. I'm gonna repeat this for my prediction, so I'm going to go ahead and spoiler alert. There's something going on there with him and April. I'm saying it right now. Something happened.
I think we all knew.
Something happened.
You are not Sherlock in this situation. Everyone thought that.
I thought I was the only one. I thought I was going to blow your mind. You're like, Jay.
Yeah, no.
You're the man at this.
I will say, Jay, your instincts, like all of ours, are correct.
Oh.
That was really, 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 really like a big slap in the face. I did not know she would be bringing another guy over, and a guy who said, whenever she's like, he's talking about divorce, well, you had to see that coming.
Yeah. I was like, boy, if I sit next to him,
he is there to pick up the pieces.
He is.
And he knows it.
And he's a puzzle peacemaker.
Jackson knew it and cared, but didn't, but then cared. You know, it was kind of like, because the way they hugged each other, I was just like, from the jump when he walked in the door, I was like, wait. You're hugging him like that in front of your husband. Like, you're trying to have a conversation with your husband. It's not working. And then you turn around and hug this other dude really tightly. Like, you don't even want to let go. And then forget your husband's, like, in the room. Like, it just wasn't cool.
Mm-hmm.
I still question it, though, too. I mean, yes, I think we're all speculating they had a fling. But there was the moment where Rick said the line, talking about April like she's the machine. And it's something very positive about her to Avery. It's like, why would he do that if he didn't want to be with
April? I don't think they had a fling. I think he liked her. and still does, and saw this divorce happening while she was there.
So you think...
I think he came back.
He's going to try to weave his way.
Yeah, I think he's coming back thinking that her marriage is falling apart, and he's kind of going to be the next one in line when it does.
Okay.
I will say I think they had a thing, but not a physical thing. I think it was, I mean, you're over there, you're doing these tours together. I mean, an emotional thing, especially giving April and her background, is enough to put you in a complete tailspin. But if you're going to have any type of connection with someone outside of your husband, that's a thing.
So he called her a machine. Why? Like, that's
the
just...
The machine.
What does that mean?
I think he was just saying she never stops. She has tons of energy. Everybody. Yeah, she just gets stuff done. We call my father-in-law that, and he's the type of guy that wakes up at 4 a.m. and goes to work at a CEO job and comes home and makes dinner for everybody and then does P90X and then trains for his marathon. So I think that's what they're saying. She just does it. She does it. P90X? She gets stuff done.
Okay. Well, she's the person that will push other people beyond what they think they're capable of.
And that's who she is at the hospital, too. That's who she is. That's totally... Maybe Jackson needs to be reminded of that because I think he's forgotten that kind of good stuff about her.
I feel like April's a self-fulfilling person. You know, she thinks one thing, eventually it'll get to that point.
Absolutely.
Well, we know one thing, that April does not quit, and that's something that I admire in people and something I've always admired about this character. But I do think that whenever Jackson saw it, I think he was like, oh, just another thing. Another reason I don't want to be with this woman is kind of what he told himself. Oh, great, so there was a guy over there over it anyway.
Right. They did have that moment at the end.
That was huge.
But then she was like,
and got interrupted.
Right.
Well, so let's go a little bit into the patient story. It was back and forth on whether or not they could remove these tumors if there was any hand left. And Jackson was saying from the beginning they couldn't. And the more and more he looked into it, I think he agreed just to give it a shot. And so they lied to the little kid. Tell him his hands would be gone. They'd both be gone.
That's a smart strategy.
But that was a good lie. We're defining good lies. That was a good lie.
That was a good lie. I agree with you. That was a good lie.
He was a child. I don't know where to stand on that. But they get into the surgery, and Callie's in there, and they're like digging through tumors.
Oh, that's
just throwing tumors behind them. And they're like,
that was awesome.
I found 5 bones. We have a hand. And it was a great moment.
It was a good moment. It made, everyone in the OR was clapping. I clapped too.
We're all rooting
I golf
for
clapped,
this kid.
If I may.
He literally lost his entire family and would have been taken as a child soldier if it wasn't for those tumor hands.
Mm-hmm.
So they did. They found the hands because April's lies and because April doesn't quit. It's because she always sees more potential in the situation than everyone else.
And the joy and sometimes on this show starts with the victory in the OR. Do you know what I mean? So many times in this show, you have a great surgery and then people will leave and something great will happen outside of it. So we haven't really seen that kind of joyous surgery this season. I mean, I could be wrong. And if I am, I'm sure you'll tell me. But we haven't had that success surgery. So maybe this is the start of everyone turning the corner.
And the success in the surgery came from Jackson being willing to dig in. You know what I mean? Literally and figuratively. I mean,
I like the way they approached it. They were like, this really could end up in an amputation, but we're going to try this first. And I think the medical profession should always take that route. It takes extra time and it takes extra money, but it's something that they should do. Look for the options before they cut it off, you know?
Yeah, I think it was definitely joyous, especially because the last episode where we were at the hospital and they were actually dealing with patients, it was all the interns delivering bad news.
Yeah.
So I think this is the first positive win
we've had
this season.
Yeah.
I mean, at least in a couple of episodes. I don't remember the patient stories that well from the first two or whatever, but
yeah.
So yeah, at the end, Jackson goes up and is the nicest he's been to April this entire season. And he's like, thanks for bringing that kid over here. And she's like, oh, yes. Yes,
true.
Finally, he's talking to me. Do you want to...
Hey, excuse me.
Yeah. There's no way I would have gone. I'd be like, I'm going with my husband. Bailey can take you out for drinks.
Yeah.
Deuces.
I didn't even know. That just occurred to me how weird that is.
We'll come with us.
Hey, babe, is it cool if I go have drinks with this other guy and just get hammered with him to
and
celebrate?
And Bailey.
What kind of message is that sending to Jackson, who's finally opening up to her? there, I would have been like, sorry, my husband is giving me the eyes. I'm out.
But I think that was actually, I mean, I didn't want April to leave with Riggs either, but I think it's good for the audience to see, like, baby steps in their relationship. Like, now they're talking and hugging and being civil to each other. So now, hopefully, take it further.
But you didn't feel as if Jackson's door closed as soon as she turned around and said, I'm going
to
go.
I couldn't tell what to make of that exchange when he was saying, you know, just go, really, it's fine. I couldn't tell if it was door closing or if it was, like, a genuine...
In my opinion, Jax's door has never been closed to her, and he knows it. Mm-hmm. He says subtle things like that every episode, mm-hmm. like, you can't help how you feel, things like that. I think he's still deeply in love with her and deeply hurt, and he just can't rectify the two at the moment, and it's a slow process. Mm-hmm. But right. I do agree. If my husband gave me a hot hug like that, I'd have been like, sorry. You can have drinks at the bar. It's that way.
Exactly. I will catch you later.
Yeah. But that was my favorite part of this entire episode. And then we had two more patients. So many patients tonight. I love the patient stories.
There were.
That to me is what makes a show great. Yeah. Not just this show, but a show. When it gets too involved in the five or six characters on it, that's when it starts sucking. So mm-hmm. they really need these interesting patient stories like they had tonight.
I think, and I think that's what made this a really strong episode, is you had the patients driving the stories in multiple different plot lines, moving plot lines and relationships along.
Yeah, right. So. Seamless. Yeah. So the other patient that we had was the pastor.
Of course.
Oh, gosh. Who sent out a sex tape on, like, the worship bulletin.
Of course, it was with the choir director.
I know, right?
Yeah. Did we ever figure out what happened to him? He fell down the stairs?
I think he just fell down the stairs because he was trying. I think he was
trying to email.
Was he trying to run
that he attached the wrong video? So okay. He was running downstairs in order to try to.
I'm tracking with you. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm really interested to hear your guys' thoughts, because not only was this the patient that Meredith and name is Dr. Penny Blake. Mm-hmm. Meredith and Penny Blake were working on, but there was this ongoing theme throughout where he's like, I'm ruined. One mistake, I'm ruined. And I think that was supposed to tie along with what Penny was going through.
Yeah.
True.
You can't be tied to the one mistake in your life and that be the only thing people think of you as. You have to redeem yourself.
Well, and if you look at, you know, when his girlfriend came in, she said, like, hey, like, yeah, he's made a mistake, but he's still got me. And so it kind of makes you think, okay, if maybe Meredith's going to have that same reaction towards Penny someday, or if, I don't know,
I guess Callie was her one person. By the end of the episode, maybe Callie was
her one person. That doesn't seem as deep, though. You know, it doesn't seem as meaningful.
I strongly feel that Pastor should lose his job.
I agree.
I think that was he was the murderer in this situation. He showed a sex tape, and they're like, they're calling me a sex offender. Bro, maybe.
Yeah.
You just showed a bunch of minors at church a sex tape.
Yes.
You have to pay the price for something.
Yes.
Yep.
And it's just like, I feel like sometimes on shows they never acknowledge pastors just don't have sex before marriage, and they don't make sex tape before marriage, and then not have consequences. Generally speaking,
right? It's like well, you should be totally cool. It's like, no, you kind of signed up for a different job description than that, so you're gonna lose your job.
No, and I think falling down the stairs was instant karma for him.
And I think he was okay to take the stair spill. I think it was what was really hurting him was, and I think he was okay. I'm not okay with the consequences, but I guess he anticipated. But I think the line that hit me the most was like, my mother, none of her friends will talk to her. Just how people turn their back so quickly. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. About the mistake is one thing. I get that. And he should lose his job and all that. But, like, I think he was just blown by how a second before he pressed the send button on that video, everything was fine. Everyone was great and cool with him. And then after, everyone was gone. Mm-hmm. And I just imagine that's how Penny is feeling right now in this hospital. Like, you know, like the lights came on, all the roaches scattered. Like, she is just out there by herself kind mm-hmm. of thing.
Yeah, but it's just also the idea is, like, just because you did one bad thing in your life doesn't negate every good thing you've done.
Right.
Agreed. But this is a career ender for him.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, not for the rest of his life. Just this job.
Yeah, for this job.
This job in particular. And that choir director should probably resign, too.
Probably.
But
they could say they bolted. Yeah.
But I guess from the video, he was saying she was okay, so no one could see her face then. Yeah. Right? So no one.
Still, they end up married within the next year. Everybody's going to know.
Maybe they'll get a job at Grace Sloan Memorial.
Everyone else does.
You know? Maybe he has a past in medicine. You never know.
But I like the pastor still got the woman in the end. So
got somebody.
He got a win.
Got a somebody.
I'm glad they found love. But the thing that was crazy was that Penny, like, really did save the guy.
Yeah.
And Meredith's like, you can't handle anything.
Right.
I think that was the key, as far as from the medical perspective, when Meredith was trying to bully her and say, like, hey, you miss this, and her response was, no, I caught it, you know? So mm-hmm. I think hopefully she's going to start standing up to her in future episodes, pointing that out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she had her moments there, and she did stand up for herself, and Callie was like, I'll stand up for you. She's like, no, don't make it worse. Girl, I mean, she's coming around.
Yeah.
Real quick, eventually. So this is going to go back a little bit, but as a viewer, are we supposed to blame Penny, realistically, for Derek's death? It wasn't really her fault.
This is what, it was the other guy's fault. It was definitely the other guy's fault. She is the one that knew that he needed a CT scan, but mm-hmm. she didn't speak up.
Well, she did speak up.
But not enough.
She did, but no, yeah. We're more upset at the fact that she didn't fight hard enough
right.
to do the right thing.
When she knew she was right.
So yeah. really, we shouldn't be so mad at her. We should be mad at the other guy.
Yeah.
The guy
yeah,
who brushed her off. I mean, he's her boss.
She knew it. She's a good doctor. She got overruled.
No, if anybody is to blame in Derek's death, it's Shonda. But I mean,
take it right to the top.
Yeah. Really, I mean,
skip the middle, man.
We could no one at that point in time could have saved him.
That's like blaming God, you know. So if there's anybody to blame, it's God.
Well, you know what? Meredith couldn't have saved him. He couldn't have saved himself if he was operating on himself. He was gone no matter what. They just decided to blame Penny.
That's true.
Well, and yeah, it's also because we see Penny. She had two episodes to do the right thing, and then at the end of it, she felt bad. And we're like, girl, that wasn't enough. It's a little too late.
Yeah, too late.
Yeah.
Well, I thought for one that they had broken up, but they hadn't. Callie and Penny are still together.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, they're in a fight, but they're...
I thought they were broken up.
Well, I don't know if they're going to last. I mean,
their relationship doesn't seem like it's going to be... It doesn't seem like it's set up to be a long-term thing. It seemed like it was just convenient...
It was set up to get her on the show.
And then Penny has put herself in even a worse situation working with everyone that hates her and her ex.
That's true.
Right.
Man, that girl needs to reapply again.
Come on, Penny.
Well, she's the one that chose to go to that hospital.
Transfer to Jacksonville. I hear it's lovely.
Let me ask, like, do we see Penny being on as a permanent character? I mean, do we see this being the start for her?
We don't need her, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't see her being there long term.
Like, the other intern was earlier... He's the intern. The other intern knew mm-hmm. more things than she did.
Oh, yeah, the DeLuca,
like,
right?
Yeah, DeLuca
he got real smart real quick.
Yeah.
Good job, DeLuca.
DeLuca totally showed her up. Yeah. She's a resident.
You've been around like seven episodes. This is the first time you looked good.
Right.
I will say that maybe she's the character similar to Teddy or Dr. Gina Davis, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe
I love Teddy. I miss her.
I miss Teddy, too. I loved Teddy.
Yeah.
I, for some reason...
Too busy being on 24.
Penny's just not.
No, I think she'll be around for this season, and then I think they'll move her on. Yeah. I think she's here to help Meredith for the purpose of getting Meredith to deal with Derek's death.
Right,
mm-hmm. And then she'll move on somewhere. Yeah.
And little by little, Meredith is.
Mm-hmm.
And Meredith and Amelia had a fight, and for some reason, I always like Amelia a little bit better when she's mad.
Really?
It seems like really? Happy Amelia just drives me nuts.
Is it third trimester Julie coming out? Like, yeah, I like her. She's really negative and it's like, makes me happy.
No, happy Amelia has annoyed me for years. She's just a little too like even the one moment this episode when she was happy, she bugged me. Say it again. Say I was right. She's just like, I'd much rather her be mad because it's not driving me nuts. But, The other patient story we had was Chief's best friend from college.
I was happy that we finally get, or we're getting some type of storyline with Richard. Like, I loved his character. I've always loved his character. He's such an important mm-hmm. character, but he's kind of like gone to the wayside. Mm-hmm. You know, he'll have a little spark here and there. But to have something, loved it.
He's one of my favorite characters on the show. And I think just as an actor, I think his acting is superb. But I think just as a character, he's so likable. You want to root for him. You want him to think he's your grandpa, you know. And then every once in a while, he does those things that just kind of break. He looks like a grandpa, you know. I want that guy to be my grandfather.
Yeah,
you know?
He's totally the father figure.
But then he denied, you know, to his friend.
Yeah.
That he had any children. So
I didn't fault him for that. No. I didn't fault him for that at all. I mean,
oh, man.
She has adoptive parents. I don't think she would. If the people are like, "Do you have a dad?"
Right,
I don't think she'd say,
front of
"I have
Maggie."
Two.
Right.
To do it right in front of Maggie was a little.
Yeah, it was.
That was wrong.
Right when his BFF came in from college and he's like, got in an accident and hurt his daughter. Right then, he's like, "Yeah, I was a little numb. No, I'm fine." Everyone knew that guy's diabetic, and he's doing nothing about it. Mm-hmm. It seems like I've seen that plot on every medical show I've ever seen.
It's so prevalent that people just don't do anything about.
Really,
it's really common. Really common.
That's
it's
so
really
sad.
Very common. I think that's the reason why it comes up so much in medical shows. People really don't deal with it.
That is so sad.
Hmm. It's really a very bad issue, and from someone who comes with a family with people who have tons of people in my family with diabetes, please do not ignore the symptoms, get checked out, and take care of it. That's just my PSA.
You know what? We all agree with you, and we all agree with Dr. Bumpy. He should take care of it.
Yes, take care of it.
I liked how this patient made Weber reflect on his life, his mistakes that he's had in the past, which in turn he passed it to Meredith, was like, okay, put things into perspective. You're a little too hard on Penny right now.
But we have to deal with this whole Maggie thing. The whole point of Maggie coming on the show was because of the fact that Richard is her father and, you know, Meredith is her half-sister. Mm-hmm. And they kind of dealt with the Meredith part of it and never really dealt with Richard being her father. I mean, we've got to bring that up. Yeah. We got to talk about it sometime.
They seem like they already resolved it. I mean, it seemed like at the end of this episode, it was like, oh, okay, cool.
Well,
I think Richard
said it best when he's like, I'm learning this. I'm just continuously figuring this out. There's no real rules. You haven't told me how we're supposed to talk to people about this. And
it's hard for us watchers because we've seen all these seasons with Weber being the more father figure to Meredith.
Totally.
And now he has to be the father to Maggie.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we're just trying to build up that relationship.
True. That's really true. But I do love Richard. And I do want Debbie Allen to come back because I love her. I know she's behind the camera, but let's get her.
Well, they're married now, so she will be.
Hopefully.
Oh. Yeah. We used to laugh last season because Richard just seemingly wanders around the hospital.
Well, he
can't. That's what he does
now.
Does he have surgeries?
Like,
no.
What are you doing today, Mom?
Does he pop in on them all?
Just walking.
Yeah.
Free access.
Just walking around.
What are you doing now? Just bumping a little bit in the corner over here. I was really great at this.
I love
college.
It.
I want to do some shout outs to our fans on Twitter, our Gray's family, because they are the best part of this whole entire experience.
Yes.
And you guys can say some names on if you have them too. Savannah 52833839. I think this is the first time I've ever said your name fully.
Ooh.
Girl. Love to Sail, Mimi,
Deborah Battle,
Sarah_rules09.
And
Quinoa Gonzalez. Oh, I said your name right.
That's a cool name.
Yeah.
If you did happen to say it right. Yeah, Deborah Battle. Deborah, you always bring up parts of a story that we miss or that you think that we could have gone further into. And I love that about, you know, a lot of you, I wish you could be on this panel with us because your insight is just so great.
Right. I agree.
Sarah Rules. Anushka, I think.
Miriam Walcott.
Calzona says, Bajan Girl. Chels_Y. Tree Jonesy. So it's so good to share this with you guys. Please continue if you watched the episode again or if you think of anything we missed. Catch us up with hashtag ABTVGrays and let us know in the YouTube comments as well on iTunes. We love to keep up with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So true.
So anything else about the episode, you guys, before we move on?
One more thing. We had Riggs. He had that encounter with Owen.
I was going to say that.
You can't forget about
Something happened.
And we haven't really seen Owen much at all this season.
No.
I wrote in my notes, where is Owen this season? Mm-hmm. And then he finally came in. I'm like, okay, here we go. We're gonna have something to mix it up here.
Yeah, I then you're leaving.
I can't believe I forgot about that.
Order.
Because that seems like what we're being talking about next episode. He's like this.
I have a prediction on that.
Are you leaving? Yeah, you are. That was funny. And the guy's like, hey, mate, howdy. And really, I just like, he needs to pick one before the next episode. Although maybe you're right. Maybe that's part of what he's done in his past.
Maybe.
Just jump
caught. Maybe he's trying to confuse us. We're like, you know, I don't, maybe it's part of the storyline. Who knows?
Yeah, that was a crazy moment that I am excited to see next week. I would say this episode, to me, like, hit all the right notes.
It was a good, like I said, the thing that I liked about this episode was the patient stories were very good at driving the characters forward.
Yeah, I agree.
That's why I liked it.
Great patient stories, not too much on a personal drama, but just enough of things that actually happened that we hadn't really seen before. Mm-hmm. And then a reason to come back next week, because what did that guy do that made Owen hate him so much, but him and April are still so buddy-buddy?
Yes.
So should we move on to predictions?
Predictions. Yes.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I heard you had one, right?
I do. I have one based on the Riggs Hunt story. You guys brought her up earlier. Teddy. I think it has something to do with Teddy.
Oh, like maybe in Teddy's ex or something? Right.
Well, you remember like when Teddy first came on, she and Owen had a thing.
She's like, I thought you would have called me.
Right. They had a thing. And so here we have this other guy who's out on tours, you know, this is how they all met and how they got down. You know, why do men dislike each other over women sometimes? Mm-hmm. I think it has something to do with Teddy.
Ooh. I would love if Kim Raver came back.
That's a good prediction. You guys?
I think with that April and Riggs, we're all speculating something happened. I think maybe they kissed. Something really, really short and minute that happened when April was gone that made her want to physically come back to America, go back to Avery, realize all of her personal guilt, that Catholic guilt of hers, be like, I did something, I want you back as my husband, please forgive me.
Speaking of Catholic guilt, Meredith goes to the chapel to talk to Derek. We found out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Whatever you need to use that chapel for, do.
Yeah.
it's a strange use of faith. Yeah, and she's like, Derek would have liked her.
Mm-hmm.
But Derek was a really strong Catholic, right? I mean, we all know Meredith had no kind of, she always said she had no
I would religion. Say non-practicing.
Yeah, but I think he mentioned his faith several times.
Yeah.
Jay, did you have any predictions?
Well, yours is mine, so. And
that's your worst prediction.
I had my prediction earlier, and I thought I was amped about it, and you guys just, like, kicked me while I was down, so I thought it was... That was creative. So I thought they
own
had
it,
an affair.
Penny.
I thought they had an affair.
I will just because that seems to be the hot topic of the evening. I do not think they had an affair. I do think he has a crush on April. I don't know what Hunt and this guy's beef between each other is, but I'm stoked to see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be. We saw that next week. It's all about this guy. What is Riggs doing? Mm-hmm. What did Riggs do? What are we going to do about it now?
Right.
He did something.
And so we have next week's episode and then the winter finale.
It's crazy.
It's not winter finale in November?
It's coming
really
quick.
It's not even winter.
It is pretty chilly.
It's the Thanksgiving finale.
It is cooling down here.
That's what people do now. So between now and then, keep up with us online. And we will see you guys next week. Find out the big mystery. I am Julie Parton. You can find me on all things social media at JULIEPARTIN.
I'm Tara Johnson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TJ Wagging Her Tail.
And you can follow me at Twitter at Serafini TV.
And you can find me on all things social media, JLives1.
See you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.